Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Stephen writes that his experience with telemedicine has been bad. He's gone through multiple companies, and he has not been happy with any of his care on telemedicine, and doesn't understand what the big deal is, and yada, 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 and goes on. And you know, I've known people have been very critical of telemedicine, and they've reached out to me because they know I work for a company that is a telemedicine company. And my whenever I try to, you know, answer your questions and kind of sift through what's been happening, there's usually some follow-up information I need, such as what was the medical condition you were asking to be treated over the phone or virtually, and what was your goal, you know, such that what was it that, you know, was the doctor rude? Was it that the tech was slow and you didn't like the, you know, format of being on a telephone or on a video? Is it that you had to wait an hour for a phone call and you were kind of hoping that you could get your issue addressed the second you called? You know, what was it? And the big complaint people are having with telemedicine is they're not getting addressed what they want to. Now, it's a very generalized complaint. And so if you are having acute abdominal pain, that could be a perforated ulcer. That could be appendicitis. That could be a twisting of the bowel or an intussusception or a pretty bad infection or a pancreatitis. Or you're on Mounjaro or Ozempic or Wegovy or Zepbound and you get a gastroparesis because you're on these weight loss drugs. Telemedicine might not be able to address that. If you're having chest pain, if you're having trouble breathing, probably not. And one of the reasons, and listen, I'm not here to judge. I want you to be able to complain on the show. I want to hear your concerns. I don't want you to feel bad. Okay? No, I just, you know, if my tone at all does not seem to look like I am in support of your criticism, you know, I just forgive me, you know, but I want to know what exactly were your expectations. And what ends up happening is we get used to something and we get spoiled. So let's say you're being courted and you're dating somebody and they call or text you every day, or you're having sex every day and then that changes. Now you're like, wait a second. Okay, this is horrible. Our relationship is horrible. And you're like, well, actually, yeah, let's look at the forest from the trees. You know, is it really that bad? You're actually still having sex 3-4 times a week. You, yeah, I mean, things change. It doesn't always, you know, so, you know, sometimes our expectations change. And so the one thing that is spoiling Americans right now, and I'm not saying that in a negative sense, but in a very objective, honest sense, is that people are being shunted and pivoted to telemedicine companies for free care. And they have a certain type of insurance, you know, Medishare or another type of insurance or private insurance that says, look, if you use a telemedicine company, it's free, no copay. But if you go to an urgent care or ER or doctor, it's going to be hundreds of dollars. So then people will try to force their problem in that box. You know that toy we used to play where you had a shape, you had a star, you had a circle, you had a square, and you would try to force the shape rather than just flip the box over or go to a new toy. You almost broke the toy trying to force the shape. Same thing. So people are trying to force the telemedicine doctor to do the type of medicine that probably was never supposed to be done with telemedicine. So what's the purpose of telemedicine? The purpose of telemedicine, the main goal of telemedicine, is allowing you to speak to a doctor, MD, DO, nurse practitioner, PA, allowing you to get through without getting in your car, without getting dressed, without you having to wait in line, long lines, without you being exposed to others. You get access to a doctor at 6 a.m., at 10 at night, on Christmas. That is the benefit. That doctor will give you advice based on a limited amount of information. And sometimes that doctor will be able to prescribe you medication. You have a tooth abscess, they may give you an antibiotic. You have pink eye, they may give you eye drops. But they are never diagnosing you 100%. And so when a mom says her child has 105-degree fever and the child is 3 months old, it's an infant, and she wants treatment for that fever, and we're like, well, we don't know. Is it flu? Is it early meningitis? Is it ear infection? Is it strep? And we say your child needs to be seen. Your answer should not be of scorn. You should not get mad at that doctor. You should be very grateful that at least you had somebody say, look, based on what you're telling me, this could be pretty damn serious. You got to get your child seen in person. That is life-saving advice. Instead, people are complaining. They think that doctor's bad because that doctor didn't write an antibiotic. The thing with telemedicine is a doctor will lose their license doing bad medicine. So just because we might now be a little bit more lax about you not having to have a physical exam, and that you could, you know, have a doctor blindly give you advice over the phone, doesn't clear them of liability. So if a doctor says, look, you might be having a heart attack, you need to get seen, they're not being, thank them. They're trying to save your life. So, again, you know, understand that the medicine is limited. And, you know, we could be missing cancer. We could be missing heart disease. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Dr. Dolly, a show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So our obesity crisis has been blamed on fast food. I think fast food is part to blame. I think our obesity crisis was really spurred by our cessation of smoking. People smoked very commonly, ubiquitously, not that that was healthy, not a good thing to do, obviously, but they did. And smoking was a way to keep people's appetite down. In fact, Virginia Slims in the 1920s advertised to women that that's how you can, you know, keep your body. And when people learned that society preferred people who were of a more societal approved weight, if they wanted to snack or eat, they would have to curb their appetite. And so for years, especially in the 50s and 60s, smoking was a way for people to do that. Now that we have progressed and worked very, very hard on educational programs and to try to, you know, steer people off smoking, save their lives, protect them from cancer and heart disease and stroke, as well as innocent bystanders like their kids and grandkids, we've no doubt seen now a huge rise in obesity. My mom was very skinny during some years. Well, those were the years she smoked. When she gave up smoking, she gained weight. Now, I've never smoked, so I never, but I, yeah, my guess is if I did smoke and I did stop smoking, I would gain weight too. But fast food, and I've talked about this, my issue with fast food is the fake food and the preservatives. Now, I would prefer you eat fresh. I prefer you go to a store, grab fresh ingredients, eat fresh. Some of you will go to fresh restaurants or fresh fast food, although every now and then you hear food-borne illness claims because, you know, their food isn't preserved or processed. It's fresh, and so if it's not being handled correctly, it could carry, you know, salmonella, E. coli. And so, you know, some people are thinking, look, I don't have time to get sick. I don't have time to get a GI illness. So I know I'm usually fine with a Big Mac, so I'm just going to order a Big Mac. And, you know, some people will, you know, sacrifice natural, whole, healthy food for something that's convenient. And then a big issue is the price of food. I go in to get groceries, you know, to cook dinner and have leftovers, easily spending a few hundred dollars. Whereas you could feed a family of four, sometimes under $10, with fast food. Although that's changed. So with inflation, with cost of labor, now that in California, franchises over a certain amount of people have to pay their workers $20 an hour, you're not going to see the dollar menu or the two for $3 deals. And so it's going to be fascinating to see what happens with fast food and how that industry tries to stay afloat. Now, one thing they've been doing is trying to introduce healthy, so salads. But the average person is not going to go to McDonald's for a salad. Now, one problem we're having with salads, per se, is I'll go to a restaurant to order a salad, and when you see the price, I'm not going to spend that kind of money. And it's also stinks, because if you buy groceries and you cook for the family, and you see the lettuce, the same mix of lettuce that you could get a big bin of that lettuce for $5 at Albertsons, yet the salad that you are being charged for is $16 for a portion of that $5 bin with a couple of little, you know, sauces and little croutons. Nobody wants to spend that kind of money on a salad. So they don't order a salad. They go, you know, I'm gonna order something that I can't make at home. So fast food didn't really do well from the salad standpoint. Now, the reason why some of these Tex-Mex or these Mexican food places, Taco Bell, Del Taco, is, look, we have a tortilla, we got your meat, we got your cheese, we got your, you know, yes, there might be processing, but at least, you know, these are things that aren't frozen. And so a lot of people have gone to, you know, some of the more fresh Chipotle, things like that. But what some of these fast food giants have done is try to make veggie burgers. And I had the Burger King veggie burger. It was okay. I never really went back for another one. I mean, it was okay because I know that there's ingredients in there that are not natural. If lettuce and vegetables was supposed to taste like a burger, it would. You have to do an act of Congress to make a vegetable taste and feel like beef. And kudos to them for trying, but I can't convince myself that that's the healthiest thing. Look at how Coca-Cola was being consumed for years until, I believe, in the 70s, they came up with diet. Maybe late 60s they might have tried diet. Well, is diet soda healthy? In order to make something taste that sweet, you're using artificial sweeteners. No, I don't think they're healthy. So I don't know how healthy it is trying to put all these chemicals into a burger to make it taste like a vegetable. Or a vegetable to make it taste like a burger. We're hearing that Burger King is now closing 400 locations. And that Burger King is working to improve the overall health of its franchise system by culling older and lower performing restaurants. That's according to CEO Joshua Kobza, being reported by ASUSA. And they're having financial difficulties. And there are going to be hundreds of closures. 26 Michigan Burger King restaurants shuttered their doors in March. And so char-broiled burgers, you know, appear to look more fresh than some of the other burger chains. But it's getting expensive. And people don't want to spend that kind of money. And so if you're actually in line to go and get a burger or a veggie burger, you probably stop and you start to see the price of things. So, I don't think they're going to be, able to compete, especially if prices have to rise. And I wonder if they're going to be closing a lot of California stores now with the new laws of paying workers $20 an hour. Now, McDonald's is going to be opening a spinoff called Cosmics. Pretty cute. And it's supposed to be nostalgic. McDonald's CEO President Christopher Kempczinski, during the company's second quarter earnings call in July, said it's going to be a limited chain titled Cosmic, like Mick, Cosmic. It's going to unveil limited locations in early 2024. They're going to capitalize on nostalgia, and they're going to be using this alien character that they used from 1986 to 1992. And when you look at the McDonald's, it will have the M, and it will have that box look, but it'll be called Cosmic. But they'll make sure they have the M so people know it's the McDonald's brand. And it's, I guess it's space-based, a futurism of the past, little 80s and 90s. They're going to have, I think, similar food. I'm not exactly sure. We don't have a lot of details, and I don't really know who the story of Cosmic is, a 1987 commercial. I remember some of the McDonald's commercials like Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, Quarter Pounder, French Fries, Icy Cook, Thick Shake, Sunday, and Apple Pies. I remember that from the 80s. I don't remember any Cosmic. I'm going to have to YouTube that. But my guess is they're going to have the cheeseburger and the fries, and they're going to have, kind of maybe, you know, like the diner-type food. And they'll have like Galactic Boost drink, fruit drink, slushies, a turmeric spice latte, a churro frappe, a sour cherry energy burst. They better be careful because remember what happened with Pandera, who got sued because of a young woman drinking their energy drink. But it sounds like they'll also have egg McMuffins. They'll still have McFlurries, things like that. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with this. I mean, I like watching how businesses, you know, try to work with the market, and I like seeing people try to bring healthy options, like this turmeric drink. That'll be kind of interesting to see what that is. And, you know, companies that stay alive, you know, morph and are flexible and bend, but they're in trouble because it's hard to pay the prices and charge the prices you do. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime.
you can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News Update. Is the U.S. sticking with Ukraine or walking away? Congress must soon decide whether to approve more funding for Ukraine in its war with Russia. The race to replace expelled Congressman George Santos already underway. Chairman of the Nassau County Republican Committee, Joseph Cairo, says they're trying to avoid another Santos fiasco by closely examining potential candidates' credentials. A house explosion in Arlington, Virginia, after a standoff with police with a barricaded suspect inside. Apparently, that suspect fired a flare gun dozens of times and a firearm inside the residence, leading to that explosion. President Joe Biden set to unveil a health care package this week, the package focusing on measures to reduce prescription drug prices as part of plans for a potential second term. Corey Myers, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. David says, you asked about electric vehicles. I have one. I love it, but I only use it in city. If I have to travel outside the city, I use my other vehicle. Now, I read that message to you all, not because it's the most exciting, but give me your comments. We do talk about a lot of things on the show, including electric vehicles, and I had asked, I believe at one of the earlier shows, you know, how are you guys liking it? How is that working for you? But that message, though, if you see, David, thank you for writing that, but he uses his electric vehicle for one thing, has another vehicle for another. That's not practical for everybody, though. You know, I grew up in a family that only had one car. Now, when my father worked, we, fixing appliances, we bought a used van. So he ended up having a work van, and then we had one family car. So we ended up becoming a two-car family, and boy, was that tough. Because the van, you know, they were used cars, they would break down. And, you know, I have a car, my husband has a car. Being a two-car family is starting to be the norm. But I don't know how I could handle one car for just, I mean, if I need to go out of town or whatever, I need to take my car out of town. If I need to, you know, if it's cold, I want to be able to use my car in the cold. If it's hot, I want to use my car in the heat. And so, the criticism I have right now of electric vehicles is, I think it's great that they exist. I think it's fantastic that it's an option. But this pressure for 2030, half of all new cars being electric vehicles, is completely ignoring the average middle American to low income household, where you have the luxury of having a house and not an apartment where you could charge. You know, you have the luxury of, you know what, I'm going to take this vehicle instead of this vehicle. The average household doesn't have that luxury. That's the car. That car has got to do everything. You got to trust that car. Make sure you take care of that car. That's the car. Whether you got to go and visit grandma, whether you have to go and, you know, that's just the car. If there's a power outage, that's your car. And so, you know, if wealthy people have the option of having multiple vehicles, that's nice, but that doesn't really help the average American. Consumer Reports, this is interesting, Fortune magazine is reporting that electric vehicle owners report 80% more problems than with conventional cars and trucks amid growing pains for the industry. And this is being a survey conducted by Consumer Reports. They found that electric vehicles from 2021 to 2023 model years encountered nearly 80% more problems than did vehicles propelled by internal combustion engines. What were some of the complaints? Well, electric vehicle owners most frequently reported troubles with battery charging systems, how the vehicle's body panels and interior parts fit together. The Consumer Reports magazine and website noted that EV manufacturers are still learning to construct completely new power systems, and they are hoping that the reliability of electric vehicles will improve. Now, if you look at our phone batteries are improving, but I do have inconsistency with my battery. I'm at half battery now, and I broadcast in the morning. This is the morning. I should not be at half battery in the morning. I put in 18-plus hour days. I should right now still be fairly full. But I'm not. Why? Because it didn't fully charge. I'm starting to have problems with my battery. That's what happens with batteries. But many people are also concerned about, when it comes to the cars, the costs. There's still not enough charging stations, and there's long charging times. Senior Director of Auto Testing at Consumer Reports said the story is really one of growing pains. It's a story of just working out the bugs and the kinks of new technology. So, the survey concluded that plug-in hybrids, which can travel on battery power before a gas-electric powertrain kicks in, are more problem-prone than fully electric vehicles. He said plug-ins contain two separate and complex power systems in which glitches can arise. He also noted that brands that over time have been less reliable, such as Jeep and Volvo, they have started mass producing plug-in hybrids. And so I like the idea of hybrid because you got the best of both worlds, but they are right in that, well, now you have two systems. The more systems you have, the more things go wrong. Consumer Reports got its survey data from subscribers who owned EVs from 2021 to 2023, compared them with other vehicle types. In calculating a vehicle's average problem rate, the organization assigned extra weight to serious problems such as battery or engine failures. EVs from 2021 to 2022 had more than twice the problem rates of internal combustion vehicles. And 2023 wasn't as bad, but still had issues. So it did suggest that the reliability is starting to improve. And so, you know, there was a gentleman, Michael Corum of Lockport, New York, near Buffalo, and he bought a 2023 Chevy Bolt electric SUV. And he's 44 years old. He's a heating and air conditioning technician. And he said he kept running into one annoying problem. On a chilly day in mid-November, the Bolt would not shift into drive. So it's chilly. He's in New York near Buffalo. But he turned his car off and on for 10, 12 times. The problem fixed itself. But other owners have said, yeah, they've had issues. We're being told that cold weather, that electric vehicle owners are kind of facing some harsh realities with their car in the cold weather. And for the, we have a lot of new electric vehicle owners, and we're now coming into the thick of winter. So it's going to be interesting. We're going to get more data. You know, the electric Bolt had to be, I think, replaced because the batteries had fire defects. And I think Bolt is back, but it has been having issues with, you know, reliability reports. And people have been talking about this consumer report survey. But for me, my big thing is, what are we going to be doing in terms of the charging? Now, we're being told that GM, EVgo, Pilot are making progress with their coast-to-coast charging network. So what's going to happen is they're not going to outfit all the apartment complexes and duplexes. It's just not going to happen. So you're going to go to fill up where you go to fill up the car, you're going to charge. The problem is you could fill up the car a couple minutes, 5 minutes. Charging takes a while. I guess the company's opened 17 stations today. Before the end of the year, they will have 25 stations, which equals 100 charging stalls. All right, it's nice, but that's not enough for all the electric vehicles. Some of the stalls will have the fast charging capabilities. They say it could deliver 200 miles of range in 10 minutes of charging. Now, most of these charging stations are not able to do that super fast charging. So you would need to go and have something to eat, go to the bathroom, listen to some music. And hence, that's why we're seeing longer lines. They say, working on trying to do eventually coast to coast. They're going to have to hurry because, like I said, there's this big pressure that in 6 years, we have half our cars, new cars, on the market EV, which would mean millions of people having them. All right? People are impatient. Nobody wants to go from 5 minutes to 30. And as I've said, you know, people ask, who are the happy ones? The happy ones are the ones that, like David said, uses it in town, charges at home, doesn't have to panic about the highway. But that's not practical car use. 1-877-DOSELLY.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so I have a question for you guys. Here's a question. Are you noticing that food doesn't taste that good recently? Food that you used to love just doesn't taste that good. Tastes different. I do. I decided I was just craving chocolate. I decided to get some Cocoa Pebbles. And Cocoa Pebbles has a pretty distinct taste. And I haven't had Cocoa Pebbles in a long, 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 long time because I don't want the sugar. But I wanted chocolate milk, but I didn't want to make chocolate milk. So I'm like, you know what? I'll get some Cocoa Pebbles. And then I drink the milk after the cereal. I, like Lucky Charms milk. I don't like milk. I'm not a milk drinker. But I will drink Lucky Charms milk, Cocoa Crispy milk. I just won't. Taste yummy. And it tastes different. That was not the Cocoa Krispies I remember. And I'm hearing from people, Oreos taste different. Butter tastes different. Hamburgers are tasting different. So I want to hear from you guys. Are you noticing that food is tasting different? Now, from a biological standpoint, COVID did do a number on our taste buds. And the one thing I am noticing is we are having people request more spicy because they can't taste food that well. So they're asking for spicier. Now that they're eating spicier, they are having more heartburn. And we're seeing heartburn go up. All right. But, yeah, COVID did seem to dull our smell, our taste. And some people are still struggling from 2020 COVID change in taste and smell. Okay? If COVID caused mini strokes, that could also cause effects of your taste and smell. We're also aging. That could do it. If you have diabetes, there's a lot of things that can do it. But I think there's something going on with the food industry. And we predicted this would happen because there's a lot of rules and regulations on now some of the food and the ingredients that they have. And so I've brought this up before on the show that I'm noticing food tastes different. I noticed there's not a lot of things I like I used to. Now, I had had a Twinkie last year. I usually don't eat Twinkies. I know it looks like I do, but I had like a Twinkie for the first time in a long time. And I have the Twinkie, and I'm like, it doesn't taste like I remember a Twinkie. It didn't, and I'm like, well, maybe it's because, you know, I have now more, you know, spoiled taste. Maybe I have a more discriminating palate. But that's always bothered me. I go, I've known the taste of a Twinkie, and that Twinkie, it was Twinkie brand. It was not a brand like a generic brand or a Costco, Kirkland. It was it was Twinkie, same box. I think, what is it, Hostess Twinkie? I'm like, it tastes different. Maybe they're making them different. And I guess I'm not the only one that's noticed this. This was an article. This is being reported by Food Republic. And they say 15 foods that don't taste as good as they used to. And there it is, Twinkies. And I'm like, I knew it. I knew it's different. Now, I don't exactly know what has changed. Apparently, Hostess, if you remember, filed for bankruptcy in 2012. And I'm not exactly sure, you know, who took over and what's been going on. And you know, there might be new preservatives. But all I know is they taste different. Hellmann's mayonnaise, people are saying, tastes different. They say it's nothing close to Hellmann's real mayonnaise. And they say, you know, maybe it's because of, changing the texture? But they're saying the texture, and they're saying that some of the ingredients are making the change. Oreos, I think we've had Oreos since 1912. And then you have Hydrox. I think Hydrox beat Oreo. I think Hydrox was the first cookie, and then Oreo of that type, and then Oreo beat it. But I think what happened is Nabisco closed their Chicago factory stores, moved their production facilities to New Mexico. Now, the Oreo recipe shouldn't change, but if you're noticing that the Oreos taste a little different, if it is made in a different country and there's different products being used, then no shock there. Red Delicious apples are being reported as being tasted different. They say that the Red Delicious apples, bright red, waxy, are starting to have a different texture. Maybe some of the changes to help retain their appearance and tougher skin might be changing the apple in terms of taste. Now, I know I don't like Golden Delicious because they bruise easily. I like the granny apples. I like the sour apples because they don't bruise as quickly. And I like the tartness. So I don't know because I don't really eat a lot of red apples. Girl Scout cookies. Girl Scout cookies, I have to say, and mind you, I like the Girl Scouts. I was a part of the Girl Scouts for a little bit growing up. I don't like the taste of Girl Scout cookies. They just don't taste good to me. I don't know why. I just don't. And I remember as a young kid, I remember they tasted better in the 80s. But, again, it could be ingredients. It could be, you know, but they do. They taste differently. Strawberries. Some people are saying that the sugar content has decreased in strawberries. Now, I'm noticing strawberries are pretty big. Grapes, I'm also noticing grapes are going to be less sweet, but see, here's why. The bigger the fruit, the more the water content. So if these are GMO'd and a grower is trying to make something bigger, one way to do that is to genetically design it to hold more water. You guys have seen spinach. If you've ever taken raw spinach and cooked it, the spinach immediately gets small. And you're like, wait a second here. I bought a big container of spinach, and then you only have like a little bowl full. Well, because of the water content. You know, that's why we tell you to eat fresh fruits during the summer, because you're hydrating when you do that. Watermelon, cantaloupe, grapes. So I'm noticing the grapes are less sweet. I just bought some grapes. They're like this size. I'll show you guys tomorrow. They're huge. But they're less sweet because they're full of water. So it dilutes them. So that, I think, could be going on. People are saying Pizza Hut is tasting differently. I don't have the changes, but there has been some concerns that there might be some changes in order to offer the pizza at affordable price. The recipe changed, and frozen dough was adopted over fresh dough. Well, there you go. You have a pizza, and you change the dough. Yeah, that's not going to, yeah. Bananas have changed in terms of their taste. Jaffa cakes, those do look good. I don't really usually eat that. Nutella. They're saying some people are noticing that Nutella now contains less cocoa and more skimmed milk powder. That has reduced fat, boosted the sugar content. Well, Nutella, you can make crepes with that. Nutella used to be thick. I'm noticing that, too. I'm not a big Nutella eater, but on a couple things, I was like, I didn't recognize it as Nutella. Somebody would say that's Nutella. I don't know it isn't. It's thin. Well, that's because the recipe has changed. We do know McDonald's French fries has changed. The McDonald's French fries of the 80s were so damn good. The French fries have changed. And I get they have to be careful with the fats and the salts and all the other things they're using. No surprise. But they have switched to vegetable oil. It was, but now that vegetable oil was more nutritious. But so, yeah, that's a different. I think Wendy's changed their fries. Tomatoes. We're being told that tomatoes are changing a little differently also. Now, keep in mind, too, when it comes to produce, with the farming and the depletion of nutrients, our fruits and vegetables might not be as hardy. So, yes, you might have a change in flavor. People are reporting the Butterfinger and their Campbell's soup and chicken is tasting differently. Well, yeah, if you're changing the hormones. Yeah, so all I know is I'm noticing food just doesn't taste like it used to. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.